Spiritual advancement, the object of camp meetings. Improper manner of speaking. And there is another point I want you to see. It is wearing out the ministers, wearing out their vital organs. It is not an easy matter to go to a camp meeting and speak to the congregations in such a high pitch of voice as many do. There is a certain strain on the vital organs, and you do not realize it, because you feel enthused with the spirit of the subject and the congregation, but afterward you feel as though you were sapped of your strength, and then the very next thing is, well there, I do not feel the spirit of God, something is the matter with me. The strain has been so terrible on the brain that there is a letting down. It cannot be otherwise. It is the natural course of things. The next thing is backsliding. You feel too tired to carry the matter out, so that when you do pray, you do not believe that God hears you. You think something is the matter with you. You are separated from God, and you do not know what the matter is, and therefore you will pass over season after season of prayer, and there is a terrible loss in this respect. From the light God has given me, our brethren must get together and consider these things. The camp meetings lose 2/3 of their efficiency and success because the people, after so many discourses have been given, do not have anything clear in their minds. It is a commingling of ideas. There should be more time devoted to the spiritual seeking of God, and there should be a personal effort with each one on the ground. After the meetings are through, there should be a personal investigation with each one on the ground. Each one should be asked how he is going to take these things, if he is going to make a personal application of them. And then you should watch to see if there is an interest in this one and that. 5 words spoken to them privately will do more good than the whole discourse has done. But you can do more than that. You can show love and kindness and courtesy. And in doing that, you remove prejudice. Why, they say, we heard you were the people that did not believe in conversion, and here you are talking to me about conversion. You are appealing to me on conversion. And all that prejudice is swept away, then you talk to individuals in that way. But there is strength exhausted at our camp meetings that need not be, because we can have constant help from God and be strengthened all the time.